Well, the main thing was winning. Like I said, they'd already won like 49 and 50, and we won 51, 52, 53. That's five straight World Series. And we won 104 games out of 154 the year that Cleveland beat us in 1954. So the main thing that we thought about, I think, was winning. Like you said, Pat, in those days, the World Series check, the winning share was probably like $5,000 or something. Now it's 95 or 100 or something like that. And there are a lot of bonuses and stuff like that. You didn't have to give us bonuses. There was so much pride. We felt like we was going to win every game. If we could stay, Casey used to even say, if we could stay close to them to the seventh, eighth, and ninth, I guarantee you we'll win the game. So we felt like that we were that much better than everybody else. You know, after we lost in 54, then we win 55, 56. I think Milwaukee beat us in 57, then we won 58, and then the White Sox won in 59. And then I think we won five more. So, like my first, I think my first 15 years, we won 13 pennants. So, it wasn't, and we never knew how much each other was making. And of course, I finally got up to 100,000, but I didn't get a raise after I got to 100,000 because they said that's the most DiMaggio ever made. That was their excuse for not paying me any more than that. But I felt like I was making more than I have a lot of people now ask me, do I feel bad about the players making $2 or $3 million now and everything, but I really did feel like I was overpaid because there was Whitey Ford, who was a great pitcher, a Hall of Fame pitcher, Yogi Berra, a Hall of Famer, even Hank and Woodling and some of the other pitchers and catchers. Moose never made over $35,000, I don't think. There was guys on our team wasn't making half as much as I was, and I felt like they were just as good. So the salaries just really didn't mean that much to us. It was the winning, I think, that meant more than anything else.